Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most factor of an unbiased true crime channel. As you can see, we are still on the road. Let's get straight to the docket. First, the prosecutors agree with me that Mark Meen's request to be intimately involved in Lori Vallow's competency restoration is ridiculous. Second, an update on the Murdaugh case in South Carolina. Third, apparently you can have it your way when you're on the South Carolina death row. The Philadelphia Dunkin' Donuts suspect may also be responsible for the death of his mother. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk, and my name is Scott Reich. Thanks for watching. As you can tell, we're still in beautiful Turks and Caicos, but we're still bringing you the docket. If you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button as well as the little like button and the little bell so that you receive notifications of when we go live. And we'll be going live next week when we're back in the Crime Talk studios. First on the docket today, the prosecutors agree with my analysis that Mark Meen's request to be involved with Lori Vallow's competency is absolutely ridiculous. We talked about it the other day that the Mark Meen's motion on behalf of Lori Vallow stating that there was some sort of communication between the state hospital and the district attorney's office, and there may be some abuse taking place. Once again, Mark Meen's isn't being candid with the court, and the prosecutors state that he forgot one important detail. Oh, that's right, that they were the ones that notified Mark Meen's of the conversation from the mental hospital in regards to Lori Vallow. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, this guy has burned so many bridges and lost so much credibility because he just can't seem to grasp telling the truth. No attorney is going to be involved in a client's competency restoration. Unless they are a medical doctor, it's simply not going to happen. I don't think the judge is going to even hold a hearing on this because the request is so ridiculous. And even if it were done, it would take months to schedule something the way things are going in Idaho. Next on the docket, an update on the Murdaugh case. The case involving Maggie Murdaugh and Alex Murdaugh. Alex Murdaugh was the young Murdaugh, his mother, Maggie Murdaugh, were both found shot multiple times the other day by the father, Paul Murdaugh, who's not a suspect in any way. Well, the brothers, John and Randy Murdaugh, appeared on Good Morning America today, and they said that the younger Murdaugh was receiving death threats. He didn't think it was anything serious. The brothers didn't, so they didn't do anything. Obviously, they're regretting that circumstance right now. SLED is involved. That is the South Carolina State Law Enforcement Division. It's kind of like their CBI or their FBI for the state. They took over this investigation. I think that they are going to make some moves here real quick. But just like I told you, I think this is going to be a very interesting case. You have a very prominent family in South Carolina. The son, who was in some trouble, apparently had a lot of demons and some issues, apparently some enemies as well. And then you have his mother probably caught in the wrong place at the wrong time, and now she's deceased. This case is going to get good. Next on the docket, apparently you can have it your way if you're on the South Carolina death row. An inmate by the name of Brad Sigmund was due to be put to death in the state's 109-year-old electric chair, but he won a reprieve from the South Carolina Supreme Court, saying that the defendant, the inmate, has a choice of how he wants to be put to death. And this was kind of done by some maneuvering because South Carolina could no longer get the drug concoction for lethal injection. The company that sells the lethal concoction of drugs wouldn't sell it to anybody if they were going to use it for a death penalty type of situation. So the lot of medicine that South Carolina had expired. So they passed some legislation, said, hey, we'll go back to the old electric chair. Well, there's a provision that says that the defendant, the prisoner, can decide, and the prisoner, Mr. Sigmund, doesn't want to die in the electric chair. He'd rather have it by execution. And therefore, the state Supreme Court said, we're going to oblige you. You do have a choice. So needless to say, it's going to take a little while to get things ready for a firing squad, but South Carolina is going to oblige Mr. Sigmund. Let's take a quick recess.
Please go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about what was in their background, now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to crimetalksearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever, but if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship, you're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy you did.
All right. Next on the docket. Do you remember the story we brought you last week where a guy by the name of Keith Gibson, he was unidentified at the time, but he went into a donut shop, accosted the employee there, and basically, well, cold-blooded murder. That's the best way to describe it. Well, that guy has been arrested and charged, and his name is Keith Gibson. Well, now it turns out that Mr. Gibson went on quite a little crime spree. He's being investigated for two other murders. He robbed and pistol-whipped multiple other people on his little multi-day crime spree, and he is now being charged with the death of his mother. Her coworkers and family were suspicious of the son, but they couldn't prove it. Now, Mr. Gibson had a 357 semi-automatic handgun when he was arrested, and police are doing investigative analysis to see whether that firearm was used in all of these alleged homicides. We'll keep you updated on that. Sounds like Mr. Gibson needs to go away for a long time. All right, next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Today, we actually have two. So we have dumb criminal contestants, but they're separate incidents. But what is it about food? We talk about people throwing food, people assaulting people with food all the time, maybe because, you know, lack of impulse control, who knows? In this particular case, let's take a look at it. Messiah Harris Smith is facing felony charges regarding an aggravated battery charge in connection with an incident with his brother. The brother said that he didn't want his brother to be charged because he only had to receive stitches. Apparently, there was some sort of an argument, involved a pushing match, and then there was an argument over some chicken, and that turned violent. The suspect, Messiah Harris Smith, threw the knife at his brother, lodging it in his leg. Mr. Harris Smith has pled not guilty to the charges and released on his own recognizance bond. And then we have another case of Jennifer Booth, 43. She struck a 56-year-old victim who actually made the chicken. And while the couple was eating their dinner, had an argument. At some point, Ms. Booth became violent and picked up the paper plate of chicken and threw it at the victim's face. The victim called 911. Booth was arrested and booked into the Manatee County Jail on a misdemeanor charge. She was released on a $500 bond. You simply cannot make this stuff up. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're gonna have a fight, let's face it, people argue. You can yell, you can scream. But remember, emotion shows weakness when you're arguing. You need to stay calm. You do it like the lawyers do, okay? You don't pick up things and throw it at them, whether it be a knife or a plate of chicken. You just simply don't do it. All right. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time on Crime Talk.